It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, what does the mainstreaming of gay culture mean for America's gay neighborhoods?
First, we're taking a look at the latest news regarding the controversial voter ID law in Wisconsin. Three Wisconsin agencies tasked with implementing the new law said this weekend that they don't have any extra money to help voters and poll workers comply with voter ID. Additionally, those agencies say they don't have funding for public information or awareness campaigns about changes at the polls.
Our next guest says the lack of economic resources to implement the law looks like a deliberate effort to make it harder for voters to follow it. Jay Heck is with us. He's executive director for Common Cause in Wisconsin. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Happy last day of summer, Rob and Veronica. Great to be with you.
Well, so we heard the news. The Government Accountability Board, Division of Motor Vehicles, and Department of Health Services don't have extra money budgeted to put voter ID in place. What was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, you know, look, first of all, you have to understand that this is no other state has tried to implement photo voter ID this close to an election. This was 52 days out when the decision was rendered by the three-judge panel in Chicago, three Republican appointments. And 52 days is not very long to inform the public of massive changes in how they're going to be able to vote. But what was most shocking was there didn't seem to be any urgency on the part of the Republican-controlled legislature to meet in the Joint Finance Committee to appropriate additional funds for a public information campaign. The Government Accountability Board and the Department of Motor Vehicles, in which the burden is going to fall on, as you mentioned, no additional funds to add personnel or to do any public outreach in order to inform voters of what's happening. And the reason that I say that it's somewhat deliberate is that, first of all, when the judges issued the order on September 12th, they said that the state of Wisconsin may institute this. They don't have to. But, of course, the governor and the legislature were very eager to have this implemented. And then when you don't supply the necessary resources to inform all the citizens of Wisconsin of the changes that are occurring, and then if you look at what effect this will have, and nobody argues that this will have a disproportionate effect on people that vote on the Democratic side. The constituencies or the segments of the population that this will most affect are college students, people in big cities, Milwaukee, minority voters, elderly people. And so if you don't get the information out to everybody, and particularly to those groups, then they're going to be confused at election time. They may show up at the polls without the requisite required ID. And, there's great confusion. So that's why I say it's deliberate. If there's no resources being put aside to inform the public in a mass way, I think the Republicans feel that they will benefit by the confusion and the lack of knowledge out there in the, for the public.
But the Government Accountability Board has said, yeah, it's going to be tough, but we can get this into place. The message to the public is pretty simple. Get some kind of government-issued ID to go to the polls. Does it really require that much in the way of a public information campaign to get that simple message across?
Well, I think it does because, first of all, the Government Accountability Board, you wouldn't expect them to say anything other than that. You know, they're under heavy fire all the time from the governor and the legislature because they're an independent agency and they're not run by partisans. But, you know, so you would expect that they would say, yes, we'll do the best we can. But they freely admit they don't have any resources for public outreach. And the problem with not having that is by simply issuing a press release that public radio carries and some newspapers carry, but the general public generally is not tuned into this story. There's just a lot of people who are not going to know about what they need to do. So it's fallen to organizations like mine and the League of Women Voters and others to try to do the best that we can to inform people of the ID that they're going to need to have. But as I say, this has never been done this close before an election, and it's just astonishing that there hasn't been a priority given to mail, for instance, every person in Wisconsin of voting age, eligible voting age, something in the mail telling them specifically what the changes are. Just issuing a couple of press releases, it's simply not going to reach everybody that it needs to reach.
Well, is this maybe just a case that we as a state got caught off guard? We had a state Supreme Court ruling with those new DMV requirements on free ID for some. We had this circuit court ruling, as you said, not long before the election. Is it deliberate, or did we just get caught a little off guard?
Well, the courts operate on a calendar that's not concurrent with the election calendar. But it doesn't take a genius to see. Well, first of all, nobody expected that the Court of Appeals in Chicago was going to rule. Some expected they might rule this way, but nobody expected that they would have implementation of voter photo ID for the November 4th election. So that caught everybody off guard, even the proponents. So nobody was really prepared for this. Now, proponents, people that support photo voter ID, say, well, we had it in 2011. So everybody knows about it. Well, that was only in effect for one very low turnout February election in 2012, which something like 10% of the population came out to vote. And there weren't massive amounts of people who wanted to vote and then were turned away at the polls because they didn't have the proper ID. So, you know, I think in all fairness, this should not have been implemented until after the November 4th election, because there just isn't adequate time or resources, by the way, to inform people of the changes that have occurred. It's confusing, and I think it's a recipe ripe for great dissatisfaction on election day when people show up and find out that they can't cast their vote, or they can cast their vote, but they're going to have to get a specific form of ID and then trek down to their county office by the Friday after the election to show this ID, which many of them just don't have.
When this law was first passed back in 2011, I think the DMV opened for some extended hours in many offices, offered ID cards for free. So given that we had that shot across the bow back in 2011, isn't that incentive enough for us to take the opportunity to get the IDs we need? Are there really going to be that many people still without voting IDs?
Well, I think there are because, you know, and particularly for college students, for instance, had this not been implemented for the November 4th election, you know, say you live, you're a resident of Minnesota or Illinois or Michigan, but you're going to school in Wisconsin and you want to vote in Wisconsin. Well, you could have just taken your Minnesota driver's license to your polling place and registered to vote on election day. Provided you lived in the state for 28 days, and you would have been able to vote. Now, you know, lots of students aren't going to be able to do that. They're going to have to take time out of their schedule, and let's be honest, students, this is not a priority for students to trek on down to the DMV. Most of them don't have cars anyway. So it's going to disenfranchise a lot of college students. It's also going to disenfranchise a lot of people that just don't have the ability to get to the DMVs very easily to get them. Keep in mind that most of the DMVs, well, all of them in Wisconsin, are not open on the weekends, and there's many in rural counties that are only open one or two days between now and the election. So it's going to be extremely difficult for people. And again, that's bad enough, but not coming together, the legislative leaders who wanted to push this through and making the resources available to inform the public, tells me, and I think tells a lot of people, that they welcome the confusion, they welcome the lack of information for the public, and they think that that will ultimately benefit their side in the upcoming election and keep people who might be voting for the other political party from not being able to vote. So that's why I'm very suspicious about how this is being done so far.
Given how the circuit court ruled and when it ruled, what would you like to have seen as a timeline for implementing voter ID? Obviously, you'd prefer not to have it effective for November's election.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, It's the Court of Appeals in Chicago, not the Circuit Court. But it's at the very least, if they were going to rule in favor of this, then they should have set a reasonable time limit when it could be implemented. And you know, when you make a decision that 52 days before a general election, it's very difficult to get the information out to enough people so that everyone will be prepared and have at least the opportunity to get the necessary ID. So at the very least, it should have been postponed. Implementation should have been postponed until the next election in 2015, which I think there's probably a February or April election, and at least give county clerks and everybody else and then give the public an opportunity to get these IDs. You know, in many cases, people, even though they're going to be able to get them for free, they will still lack the birth certificate they need to get the free ID. And, you know, even though they can go to the DMV and say, I don't have a birth certificate, that's going to take a week or more for the DMVs to do the search to get the birth certificate. So, you know, like a lot of people, they're going to wait until the last couple weeks before the election to tune in, and it'll be too late for many of them. So,
Jay, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Jay Heck, Executive Director for Common Cause in Wisconsin. He was with us to discuss the news that there isn't extra money budgeted to help implement the controversial voter ID law here in Wisconsin.